KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. It's 19 degrees here in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And our news is brought to you this morning by the Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In the news, the top Democrat in the Iowa House is calling for a GOP lawmaker to be removed from his committee assignments. The top Republican says it is an attempt to stifle free speech. House Democratic Leader Todd Pritchard said Republican Representative Dean Fisher of Montour has failed to publicly apologize for comments on Facebook about the election that Pritchard describes as false and misleading. Pritchard first raised the issue during a speech on the opening day of the 2021 legislature.
It is up to us, the newly sworn leaders, to protect our country from the fate of further division.
Fisher wrote on Facebook that there have been, quote, outright cheating, unquote, in Democratic areas of the country, but Fisher said Republicans would prevail because of, quote, our side has the guns. Pritchard said elected leaders could not turn a blind eye to that kind of rhetoric, which Pritchard said led to rioting at the U.S. Capitol.
For too long, politicians have not only enabled, but served as a willing partner in the spread of misinformation about election fraud. Until you have committed yourself to truth and democratic ideals, you lose any moral high ground that you may try to claim.
Republican House Speaker Pat Grassley said Pritchard is playing the exact partisan politics he denounced. Grassley said Pritchard seems to believe the right to free speech should only belong to those he agree with. The former CEO of Make-A-Wish Iowa has been arrested on three felony charges, alleging she embezzled tens of thousands of dollars from a charity that supports sick children. Jennifer Woodley turned herself in on Thursday and was booked to the Polk County Jail in Des Moines on two counts of first-degree theft and the unauthorized use of a credit card. She was released on bond. Police say the 40-year-old secretly awarded herself a $10,000 bonus in October of 2019 that had not been approved by the organization's board. In addition, Woodley allegedly made 84 unauthorized purchases on an organization credit card that were for her personal use, totaling more than $23,000 over a 10-month span. Woodley now lives in North Carolina. Silos and Smokestacks National Heritage Area is pleased to announce the winners of the 13th annual Capture the Heart of America photo contest. Best of Show was awarded to Greg Pinelli of Ankeny for his photo, Battle in the Blizzard, in the partner site category. Taken in Prairie City at the Neil Smith National Wildlife Refuge, the photo was chosen by the public in an online voting campaign in early December. Awards were also given to the top photos in each of six categories voted on by a panel of judges. People's Choice, most liked on Facebook, was awarded to Joyce Meyer of Kalmar for her photo Over the Rainbow in the Iowa Farmscapes category. The visitor guide photo feature selected by Silos and Smokestacks staff from the partner site category for a special feature in the 2021 visitor guide was awarded to Brian Abeling of West Des Moines for Mines of Spain Recreation Area. Other category winners locally include For Life on the Farm, Harvest Tailgating for Lunch by Sandy McCurry of Bridgewater, which won second place in that category. In the Modern Agriculture category, East Place Harvest from Linda Buxton of Creston took third place. And while the heritage area covers a 37-county region in northeast Iowa, the contest allows Silos and Smokestacks to share America's agricultural story across the entire United States. A complete list of winners and their photos can be viewed through a link in the same story on the news or the Ag and Outdoor page at KJAN.com. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman says applications are being accepted from county residents for various open county boards and commissions. He said Cass County appreciates diversity in those appointments and welcomes all applicants at least 18 years of age and who are residents of Cass County. Terms and dates of appointments may vary. List of positions include Brighton Township Trustee, there's a vacancy, Lincoln Township Clerk, Zoning Board of Adjustment, vacancy, Zoning Commission, there are two vacancies, both five-year terms. And on the Zoning Commission, a five-year member commission to enforce and review county zoning ordinance and make recommendations on any proposed changes to the ordinance. The person must reside outside the corporate limits of any city. Additional details about those positions can be found in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Sunderman said the Board of Supervisors are always looking for people interested in serving their community. Applications are required and can be obtained at the office of the Cass County Auditor and are also available on the county's website at CassCountyIowa.us. Additional information may be obtained by calling the auditor's office during business hours at 243-4570 Applications will be retained in files for a year, and applications are public documents and as such may be reproduced and distributed to the public as requested. The Iowa Department of Public Health this morning reports 1,368 new positive COVID-19 cases since 10 a.m. on Friday. Yesterday, their officials said there have been 33 additional deaths reported since 10 a.m. Thursday, for a total to date of 4,478. Long-term care facility deaths were up by 1,857. In southwest Iowa, one additional death had been reported Friday in each of Madison, Mills, and Pottawatomie counties. COVID-19 deaths attributed to underlying causes amount to 4,076, while COVID was a contributing factor to 402 of the total deaths. The number of Iowans hospitalized with COVID declined from 450 to 419 this morning. The number admitted in the last 24 hours dropped from 66 to 64. There are 76 patients in an ICU and 38 patients on ventilators. In RMCC Region 4, hospitals in western and southwest Iowa, 29 are hospitalized with COVID, 8 are in an ICU, 2 were admitted Friday, and 3 are on a ventilator. The number of long-term care facilities reporting COVID-19 outbreaks is up just a bit from 69 on Friday to 71 today. The state reports 1,901 positive cases and 1,028 recoveries among residents and staff within those facilities. The health department reports 311,964 positive cases in all since the beginning of the pandemic and 273,188 total recoveries. Positivity rates continue to decline in Iowa. The 14-day positivity rate declined from 11.1% Friday to 11% today. The 7% positivity rate was up slightly, though, from 8.3% yesterday to 8.4% today. There have been 1,444,457 Iowans tested for COVID-19, with over 3.48 million tests administered in the state. Public health officials in Atlantic and elsewhere around southwest Iowa are reporting COVID-19 vaccination phase 1B is set to begin next month, following Governor Kim Reynolds' announcement on Thursday that all persons 65 and older would be included in the second phase as opposed to the previously announced 75 and older age group. Beth Olson, Cass County Public Health Director, said there are different tiers of people who will receive their vaccinations.
If you're 65 and older, you qualify, period, for the COVID vaccine beginning in February. And then in addition to that, we do have 5 different tiers that we can work through now. And these are the same tiers that we knew about a week ago, or the same individuals, I guess I should say, that we knew about a week ago. But now the governor's office has put them into tiers of how we have to prioritize them locally.
There are 5 tiers that health officials have to vaccinate.
Tier 1, for example, it's going to be first responders and then anybody that works with children. So, you know, your teachers, your child care workers, so daycare centers, in-home daycare staff, that kind of thing. And then we can go to tier 2, 3, 4, 5, et cetera.
The latest orders show 50% of the vaccine should go to older adults, the other half to those other groups. The amount of vaccine given out, of course, is all dependent on the supply available to the state. On Thursday, Governor Reynolds said Iowa had received 160,000 first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine so far, and about 106,000 of those have already been administered, mostly to frontline healthcare workers. Reynolds said that demand will continue to vastly exceed supply in Iowa for quite a while. The governor said it's possible the state will be sent more doses of the vaccine, but there's uncertainty with the change in the administration. Beth Olson said CCHS is waiting on their next allotment of the vaccine.
You know, it's not just, you know, locals don't have the vaccine. Even the state doesn't have enough vaccine because we're waiting on those federal allocations. We're not holding it here at the local level. They're not holding it at the state level either. Iowa's needing to get more vaccine from federal partners, and sounds like it's based on a kind of per population. Iowa being a smaller state, we're getting less vaccine from federal partners.
She acknowledged it'll take time to get it through the various groups and tiers. Olson said if you meet the 1B eligibility criteria, you should complete a survey at casshealth.org/COVID vaccine, or if you don't have a computer or need assistance, call 712-243-3250 and press 7.
We want to know that you want it, right? We want to kind of hold your spot and know where you're eligible, whether you're 65 and older, or maybe you fall into one of those other tiers. Maybe you're a first responder, a teacher, you work in a meat packing plant, maybe you work with or live with an individual with a disability and you care for them, maybe you live in a congregate setting. You know, there's a number of other individuals that are going to qualify, and so we need to know what qualifies you for phase 1B and who you are.
The survey is very easy and fast to take. If you've already completed it, you don't need to do so again. Cass County Public Health will contact you about an appointment once the vaccine is available. The Cass County Community Center, Olson said, will be used as the clinic for the appointments once the vaccine is received. Listen for more updates on KJAN. View them on our website and social media platforms as more information becomes available. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.